listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Doug, about to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket number today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, Niners, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434.
We're home. It's Michael Stanley.
He's playing at game six, apparently, I was told.
Awesome.
You know who's doing national anthem tonight?
Who?
Rascal Flatts.
Nice. Love Rascal Flatts.
Usher's doing the anthem Thursday.
You know what's also a really good concert I've been to is Brooks and Dunn. Back in the day. They were good.
By the way, I'm not going to lie. Taylor Swift, I'm not a huge fan of her music. She can entertain, man.
Oh, dude. To charge the prices that they charge, you have to be entertaining.
She was. She played for over 2 hours.
It's good.
Got to give the girl credit. Anybody that can write her own stuff. She plays the piano. She plays the guitar. She sings. Yeah, okay, you got some talent. Not bad.
She definitely has some talent.
Yeah.
Our callers have a lot of talent. Let's talk to them. Doug in Shaker Heights, welcome to CBD.
Hey, thanks a lot. How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm well. I've got a couple of comments. If the Cavs, I think they're going to win, but they've got to play like they've been playing. They should have won that first game. They got tied up because they went cold at the end of the game. But I want to make one other comment. Early in the year, all along, people were going, what's Blatt doing? He's putting Dellavedova out there. He's putting all these people together. What is he doing? Well, it's all paying off what he did.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the minutes Dellavedova has gotten all season long, I think, have really allowed him to flourish in his role and play the significant minutes and play in the pressure cooker of being in a starting role, and then also too having to be accountable or held accountable by the best player on the planet. LeBron James, as he said multiple times before, expects a lot of himself and a lot out of his teammates. And if Matthew Dellavedova didn't get those early minutes throughout the season, you know, with Kyrie's injury, whether he's banged up or so on and so forth, I think this would be too big of a spotlight for him, and also too, he wouldn't have the tread on his tires that he would need to be confident enough to play in an NBA Finals.
The minutes have obviously helped. The fact that James Jones chilled for a while and then started to play in the second half, he's ready. He's playing significant minutes. Blatt has done an unbelievable job because right now, other than the fact that the Cavs have the best player in the world, the talent disparity and depth between these two teams is vast.
It is.
It's vast.
It is. And it's the more and more I dig into these NBA Finals and just look at what the Cleveland Cavaliers and their situation and what they're up against with the amount of talent that the Golden State Warriors have from 1 to 9 on their roster just adds to the story that this will be both nationally now and for years to come if LeBron James is able to add this ring right now.
Yeah.
In his first year, never guaranteeing a championship here to Cleveland or never guaranteeing a championship this year, but that it was just one of his goals here. And many people, I think Vegas, at the opening of the season, had the Cavs right around, I think the over-under was like 54 wins. So they didn't go all in to think that LeBron was going to be, oh so dominant. And a lot of that had to do with, the early struggles he had in Miami with Bosh and Dwayne Wade. And getting that together from a win total standpoint. But, of course, ending in an NBA Finals but losing that series, it is really, really special how talented this series is and what the Cavs are up against. And to steal one in Golden State is why I'm just so optimistic that we're going to be able to impose our will here in Cleveland behind such a great fan base who will turn out in numbers and potentially steal the next two.
Let's go. Let's do it. Steve and Avon, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah, I think it's great, the Cavs, and especially for the city. I mean, it's going to be hopping down there. I mean, people that don't have tickets are going to be out. I've already heard, some pre-parking signs going up $60 to park, close. So somebody's going to be making a lot of money. But
oh, yeah.
As far as the games, I guess it just worries me that I feel like LeBron has to play the way he's playing you know, for three more games to have the Cavs win, you know, and I don't know if that's going to, I don't know if it's going to wear on him or not, you know, and I would just, I hope not, but I would just caution, you know, just go back to last year. The series was 1-1, you know, Miami stole one in San Antonio, and then San Antonio won the next four. So my point is, or next three, my point is they are that good, and I think you would agree that Miami team is probably better than this Cavs team constructed right now, right?
Yes.
And they still got beat, and now Golden State's not San Antonio, but it's just, you know, these series, they go back and forth, and they change a lot, just in a couple games. So I'm just worried about LeBron's, 38, 15, and 10. He has to probably average that the rest of the way, don't you think?
He's got to have a finals for the ages, and that's certainly what he is attempting to do. He's on his way through two games. That's what he's going to try to do, and that's what I think it's going to take ultimately for this team to win.
I do too, and I think, you know, my biggest question to any analyst that I continue to pose is it sustainable? You know, not only those numbers, I think those numbers for LeBron James are sustainable, but is his body able to sustain the pounding and the trauma and able to recover to do it again on nights like tonight on 2 days rest? That's one thing. The one thing that I would love for LeBron James to do, and I know it's like, hey, Captain Obvious, everyone, LeBron would probably, it's if he can get to that 35 number on 11 of 21 while also going to the free throw line, because the discrepancy is that extra 10, 12, 15 shots that he is taking right now, I would love to get JR 5 extra shots. I'd love to get Shump an extra 5 shots and maybe Mozgov an extra 5 shots, because they are shooting, maybe not JR, but Amon and at least Mozgov are shooting at a higher percentage, that they're going to shoot 50% on those 5 baskets or close to it, as opposed to LeBron to continue to waver around that 30, 35% mark. And more so, it's just about him being efficient. And that also is, if LeBron goes for 11 for 21, that assist number that's wavering right around 10 is going to be at 14 mark, because he's distributing or facilitating much more, giving those guys those extra looks, those extra shots, as opposed to him forcing it up in every situation.
It is going to be a grind. They're going to continue to need to grind. I'd like to see more efficiency on the offensive end, too many wasted possessions, and part of that comes from the ball movement. I think when it gets stagnant, that's when the Cavs can get in a little bit of trouble, and Iguodala's played good defense on LeBron James. I think that is a thing that is fair to say. He has. He's played very good defense on him, but I do think this team has an opportunity to get it done. It's going to be tough. It's going to be physical, and I hope they can get it done at home tonight. Richard and Grafton, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good. How are you,
Richard?
Doing good. Hey, I was just listening. They were talking about some jacked up prices for parking downtown tonight.
Yes.
If you go down a little bit early and you park in the casino parking garage, then go see the ball game. When you're done, go into the casino, gamble for 30 minutes. They will validate your parking.
There you go. That's a good way to get it. That's a good advice. Sound advice.
You know, one other point when it comes to the game that I just continue to ponder, that I think as I go through my head and my, you know, semi-photographic memory, is I think Andre Iguodala is not only doing a solid job on LeBron James, but what's forcing is when there's 3-4 seconds on that shot clock, I think Andre Iguodala in his own right has his own mental clock of when LeBron has to force something up, and he's been best, you know, under 4 seconds to force LeBron into a turnover or an extremely forced shot, which we all know, and even, you know, Jeff Van Gundy has said time and time again in this series, is such a low percentage shot. So that's something that I would love to see out of LeBron is, as we mentioned yesterday, get the ball, 10, 11, 12 seconds on the clock, face him up, decipher for 2 seconds,
and go,
because go. I think the longer he waits when he makes his move with 4 seconds or less, Iguodala's, you know, his efficiency goes up defensively, and also too, the help is there because they know a shot must be taken, and in most cases it's going to be by LeBron James.
Yes, in pretty much all cases it's going to be. This is a game the Cavs need their role players to play better. Now Shump, Delly, and J.R. Smith have all shot better
Bless you.
Thank you. At home this season, and see that again tonight. Take some pressure off of LeBron.
Bless you, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Try to get away.
No, you're right. And I've said it again, and I really do think for the best case scenario, because I know LeBron he has to play those type of minutes and mimic those same numbers in both of these next two games. But a reason why he doesn't necessarily have to is that I think J.R. Smith can have and might have one of those big burst 25-plus games in either this game or the next. It's going to be home. It's going to be familiar. He's going to be at his comfort zone. And I think that conversation after game two by LeBron James of, dude, all we need is for you to do you. Don't do too much. Because put all that, and LeBron in some cases or leaders in many locker rooms just say, put all that extra stuff that you're trying to do on me. What you do and who you are is enough for us to win. Just go do it.
Just go do it. When we come back, we're going to get to the guys that are waiting on the phones right now, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All in.